Welcome to the daily chizuk. When we hear of people going through difficult times, our immediate reaction is to think of ways in which we could help them. If we're close to them, we offer our assistance. But we must know the greatest hope we can always give, which can be done for everyone, is always prayer and good deeds, heartfelt tefillot, and accepting upon ourselves to go beyond our limits, to give the people merits, helps the most. The more difficult the mitzvah we accept, the greater the merit it provides. It's so important that we know every prayer and every good deed that we do helps both us and the people that we're trying to help, whether we see it or not. There's a young boy who was diagnosed with the mahala, and Baruch Hashem, a year ago, he was in remission. But during the past year, he experienced a severe blood clot and had to be put in a medically induced coma. The situation was dire. There were communal gatherings of prayer and dozens of people who accepted upon themselves to improve in his merit. Many young boys from his neighborhood decided on their own to get together every evening and say Tehillim. Over the course of the year, they have finished the Tehillim multiple times and were very excited each time they heard good news about the patient. Baruch Hashem, the boy was taken out of the coma, but he still has a long road to recovery. After Pesach this year, when the clock changed and the weather started getting nicer, it was difficult for all those boys to continue their Tehillim group. They just made a siyum on reading it another time, and they were deciding who's going to continue. Six of the boys said, "We know how much he needs our prayers and our help," and they were willing to continue it even into the summer. A few weeks ago, there was a neighborhood baseball game going on, and one of the boys in the game was from those who accepted to continue the Tehillim. He looked at his watch, and he realized the group was going to be gathering in just a couple of minutes. But he was up next to bat, and he didn't want to miss his turn. He fought himself, and he said the right thing to do is to make the Tehillim. So he told his teammates, "I'm sorry, I have to go." And he went to the shul and said the Tehillim. He came home and he told his father what he did. His father told him how proud he was of him and how proud Hashem was of him. And he said, "For sure, your act of self-sacrifice definitely just accomplished a lot for your friend." The next night, this father was on the phone with the father of the boy who was sick. In the middle of their conversation, he told him what his son did the day before, to let him know how much everyone cares. The man replied, "I don't believe what you're telling me. This morning we had a major breakthrough with my son's therapy. They got him to walk and they're very hopeful that he's going to improve." He then sent a video of the therapy session. It was of someone pitching him a ball, him hitting the ball, and the doctor saying, "Run to first." And he took a couple of steps. Then they said, "Run to second," and he took a couple of more steps. "Run to third, run home." And they all cheered, "You got a home run." This was the therapy that they thought of, playing baseball with him. Just 12 hours after that other boy gave up his turn to bat to say that Tehillim. This was a beautiful message of Hashem telling us, "I see your efforts. I appreciate all that you're doing." Be'ezrat Hashem, this boy and all others who need refuah shelema should be cured bekarov. Have a great day.